President Charles de Gaulle's policy decision to move towards Algerian self-determination after 132 years of French rule and a brutal eight-year war created many dangerous opponents from within the French army. Hardliners believed that by recognizing the North African country's right to self-determination in 1959, two later referendums overwhelmingly endorsed independence, which finally came in 1962, he was betraying the French people, including the estimated 1 million pieds noirs, black feet, people of French and other European descent who were born there. Revenge was on the minds of members of the intensely patriotic organization Armée Secrète, OAS, formed largely from French military personnel who supported a French Algeria and had been engaged in a bitter war waged both in Algeria and on French soil before France's withdrawal. Among them was Jean-Marie Bastien Thierry, a distinguished French Air Force lieutenant colonel opposed to any dialogue between the French government and the Front de Libération Nationale, FLN, the main Algerian political organization advocating independence. He believed that assassinating the traitor de Gaulle was justified and set up a 12-man hit squad to gun down the president as he passed through the Paris suburb of Petit Clamart at around 8 p.m. on August 22, 1962. The de Gaulle assassination attempt is depicted in Frederick Forsyth's 1971 novel and the 1973 film adaptation The Day of the Jackal. Acting as lookout when he saw the presidential cavalcade approach, he waved a newspaper to signal ferocious machine gunfire. More than 180 bullets were fired, with 14 peppering the president's car, a state-of-the-art Citroën DS, including one that missed his head by inches. Whilst the car did not have an especially high-performance engine or special tyres, its technological prowess was later credited with saving the life of de Gaulle and his wife, Yvonne, who was sitting alongside him in the back seat. The rear window was shattered. Hydropneumatic suspension kept the vehicle level and maneuverable, despite two tyres being blown out, so the car remained stable even when driving on the wheel rims. Normally, such a shock would have caused the car to spin or flip over given the speed at which it was travelling. Investigators later praised the presence of mind of the president's driver, gendarme Francis Marot, to downshift from fourth to third gear for greater acceleration in order to escape the ambush. In a defiant display of sang-froid, Yvonne de Gaulle reputedly said, after the incident, "I hope the chicken is okay," referring to the chicken in jelly she had purchased from Fauchon's in Paris that morning. It was stowed in the DS's bullet-riddled boot. As for Bastien Thierry, he was the last ever person to be executed by firing squad in France, on March 11, 1963, at the age of 35. The Citroën DS, a revolutionary luxury car, had been unveiled at the 1955 Paris Motor Show, and almost 1.5 million were sold over the next 20 years, with estate and soft-top versions among the models. Made at the Citroën factory at Quai de Javel in the 15th arrondissement of Paris, it also achieved huge success in rallying. The Petit Clamart incident cemented its reputation for safety and modernity, with de Gaulle continuing to use the car thereafter. As well as being technologically groundbreaking with exceptional ride quality, it was also very beautiful. A 2009 poll of designers who worked for the likes of Jaguar, Ferrari and Lotus voted it the most beautiful car of all time. Its name even contains a cheeky play on words. DS is pronounced DS in French, DS meaning goddess.